Blog Talk Radio. Here we go.
Come on, y'all.
Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you for tuning in to the show as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to let them know that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in. It's to me, it's a nice day out, okay? To a lot of people, it's kind of dreary. But these are the days that let you know that we're getting ready to head for the change of the season, okay? Getting ready, we're headed for the change of the season. It's still going to be hot for a few more weeks, but we're headed for the change of the season, okay? Now, poor here last night. I mean, there's lightning, thunder, heavy rain, all that happened last night. And I don't think I got to bed until maybe 2:30 in the morning, but that's the way I am, okay? And it works. It works for me, right? So, again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Now, the word for today is lenient. Lenient. Now, I was talking to a young guy yesterday, and he didn't know the meaning of lenient. Now, he's only 22 years old, but, you know, I mean, he didn't know the meaning of lenient. I didn't kick him in the head or anything like that. Now, some words that I didn't know the meaning of, the words still that I don't know the meaning of, but he didn't know the meaning of lenient. So, if you're listening, here we go. Lenient as an adjective means of punishment or a person in authority being permissive, merciful, or tolerant. Okay, they're giving the word in a sentence as judges were far too lenient with petty criminals. So that means that the judges were merciful on the criminals. They gave them a lighter sentence than maybe people thought there should be, okay? So lenient is to be permissive, merciful, or tolerant of something. That's lenient. Simple as that, all right? So that's our word for today. Now, guys, you can also follow the show on Twitter. Please follow me on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Okay? Today's episode, guys, is entitled How to Be Young, Black, or White in America These Days. out to be young, black or white, in America these days. Okay, so, and what we're going to do is we're going to discuss some characteristics that young people should adopt in order to be a person of substance that they want to be. Okay? And the reason I say that is because, you know, you can have talent. All right? You can have talent in certain areas. You can be artistic where you may be able to draw or color, or you may be artistic where you can play a musical instrument, a piano or guitar. I mean, those are talents. But you can have that talent. And you don't have the backside of the talent. See, people have talent, but if they don't have the correct upbringing, the correct attitude and characteristics, then they will not make it in that talent. We've seen people all around, from sports to politics, who have the talent, but they don't have the other part to go with the talent. My mom always told me 90% of being good and having a good attitude and being able to present yourself is the way you carry yourself, the way you dress, the way you talk, and the way you are around others. That's a big part of it. It isn't your talent. Talent is there. God gave you that. That's not going to go away. The talent is there. Now you have to have something behind the talent in order to make that talent flourish. Y'all with me? Now, the reason I wanted to do this show about being young, black, or white in America, and I was going to do the show on how to be young and black in America, but this also is a show for the young white kids that listen to the show, okay? And it's not just black. It's not just white. It's black, white, Latino, anyone young that's in America these days. Because when we were growing up, I was talking to my wife about it. You know, we weren't stuck to our cell phones. With my generation, we were brought into the cell phone thing. All right, cell phones were just coming in and flourishing when we were in our 20s and 30s, right? I mean, the cell phone didn't have what they have today. You couldn't get online and all this old crap. And they were very expensive when we were coming up. But maybe that's the reason we didn't hold them in our hands for 24 hours a day. That's their way of communicating today, right? I think a lot of times text messaging is not the way to go. You need to give someone a call and talk to them, you know, communicate back and forth through talking, not texting, okay? A lot of people can't understand what you have, what you're trying to convey to them by texting, okay? Now, the sound of your voice and highs and the lows in your voice communicate something to another person. And that's why you need to make a phone call sometimes to people to convey to them your message. Now, and I'm not just saying black kids. I'm not just saying white kids. I'm seeing all young people in America these days. And I put black and white in there to grab your attention. Now, when you think about this, you're saying that, hey, you know, stealing from people is a way for you to halt your life. Stealing. I know older people steal, but it's the percentage is very much higher in the younger generation for stealing. Okay? Robbing people is more prevalent in the younger generation than it is the older generation. Robbing people. Burglary, breaking into someone's house, taking their things that they've worked hard for is not only wrong, but it's a way for you to maybe end your life. If someone catches you in their house taking their things that they worked hard for, they're going to hurt you, period. And it's going to be bad for you, but good for them. They're going to feel good by hurting you because you're taking their stuff. They may not feel good for shooting you or killing you or something like that, but they prevented you from taking their stuff. That's why people own guns. Have guns in their homes. Because these young people are running rampant and they're, you know, I don't know if y'all seen the movie The Purge. The Purge is a movie that came out, I don't know how long ago, a couple of years ago, whatever. They made a sequel to it now. But it came out a few years ago, and that was about the government giving 12 hours of rain to anyone. Anyone could do anything and not be charged for it criminally. You won't have any police. You won't have any medical services. None of that for 12 hours. 12 hours. And, you know, what they were showing was these youngsters going around and not only killing people, but breaking into homes and taking, killing, whatever they wanted to do. The Purge. You guys watch that. So that's something that, you know, that's a reason for you to arm yourself at home. Okay? Because I was watching that movie. I kept saying, man, where's the gun? I was in the Purge. I'd be sitting there in my house with my gun, plenty of ammo, right? Sitting there, got my family with me. I got plenty of ammo, plenty of guns to kill anybody that came into my house for that 12 hours. Now, I'm not going to go out and just shoot people on the street. But if you're going to come into my house during that 12 hours, yeah, I'm going to knock you back out. And you're going to be knocked back out, not with my hand, but you're going to be knocked back out with a pistol or a shotgun, some hot lead, right? So what I'm saying is you can't go around robbing people. You can't go around stealing from people. Because, again, when you steal, that's, you know, you subjecting yourself to being killed. Because if the police catch you stealing, you know, it's not going to be good. You're going to go to jail. You may be shot, you may live, or you may be shot and killed. Same thing with robbing someone. If the police catch you in someone's house, you may be shot, taken to jail, or killed. Now, I'm just saying, and I can may sum this up by saying, hey, you need to know the law. You need to understand what the law is saying. And you know, need to understand how to abide by that law. And nowadays, if I see a kid with their pants hanging below their belt, below their butts, walking around at, say, 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm not thinking this a law-abiding citizen. I don't care if he's black or white because all of them do it. The black kids wear the pants like that, and the white kids wear the pants like that. So, you know, that's what I'm going to think. So if I was a police officer and I saw you on the street at 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm thinking you're up to no good. And because I'm here to protect the citizens of this neighborhood, I'm going to experience find out what you got going on. I want to know. Right? And the first thing they'll do is strike out running. And then you got to have a characteristic of how you act around people. How you act around people. You know, I see it so many times, and like I said, it's black and white. You may go to the mall. All these kids hanging out. They trying to get into the movies or whatever, or they just a gang of them just walking through the mall, and that's why the law has told them that they can't be at the mall after a certain time at night. I mean, they can go to the movie, but after the movie, hey, the police is there. They're pushing them out the door. Get on out of here and wait for your parents out there. Right? You can't walk the mall times of night. You can't walk the malls after a certain time at night without a parent, a grown-up being with you. Why? Because these kids are stealing and robbing people. And they're trying to prevent that. Okay? So, and you at the mall. And like I said, it's black and white kids that are maybe a gang of them walking down the mall. You walk past them. They're cursing. They're saying all kind of derogatory, you know, calling people all kind of derogatory names, you know, anything in the book. And they don't care who hears it. You know, when we were growing up, we were taught to respect people. If you respect people, you're going to get respect right back to you. If I go around someone and I'm cursing, GD this, MF this, F you, you know, kiss my A, you know, all this stuff, then they're going to think I'm a lunatic. Okay? But if you present yourself in a way that you respect in other people, you'll get that respect right back. You know, if you're disrespecting elders, older people, they're going to think you're a lunatic. They aren't going to respect you. The initial feeling that they get about you is this kid hadn't had any home training. Okay? And the older generation will tell you straight up in your face. My grandma, she used to tell you without biting her lip, without holding her tongue, anything. Whatever she thought about you, she'd tell you. She didn't care. The way that the older generation are is that grandparents, they don't care about your feelings. They're going to tell you exactly how they feel. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You know, there's so many things that we can go through and stand on that would help teach young kids how to prosper in America these days. You know, all this stuff is a game. Okay? My mom used to say, Life is a game. If you understand the game, you'll make it through life. Now, I understand the game now. And I'm 50 years old. I understand the game now. I didn't understand the game when I was growing up. But because I had home training that I had, I didn't buck the system. I didn't try to do something out of bounds in the game. She taught me respect for others. You know, I didn't grow up in a place where you curse out old people and you rob old people or you rob anybody or you steal from anybody. That was not the way that we grew up. We grew up having fun. We grew up dealing with each other. Okay? But nowadays, these kids aren't growing up. They aren't having fun. They aren't dealing with each other. They sit in the same room with each other. They don't even talk back and forth. But they're on these phones, looking at these phones the whole time, talking to someone else. And they're over visiting with their friends. It's horrible. It's horrible the way young black and white kids are being raised today. They don't want to work. They don't want to do anything but hang out and be on these phones all the time, playing video games. They aren't into their books. I guarantee you, if you go to any school right now, middle school or high school, and they just started school, but if you go to these schools right now and say, tell me what book you read over the summer. What? A book? They ain't read no book. Why not? Why didn't you read a book over the summer? You know, did you work over the summer? Work. I ain't gonna work. And I think about, they in these neighborhoods where, a lot of dope being sold and all this kind of stuff. That's another road to nowhere. Selling dope, another road to nowhere. You may do it for a little while. You may make some money for a little while. You may make a lot of money for a little while. You may make a lot of money for a long time. But at some point, it's going to end. Going to be good. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show today. I can probably go on another 2 days with this, and I may have to do a part two tomorrow. But please, guys, grab a hold of somebody that's doing something with their life and start to see what they're doing on the backside of what they do to make money. All right? Take care of yourself, guys, and I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. Take care.
You want me to stay?